Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On that note, as always on a weekly basis, I am joined by Ernst van Rensburg, the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. How are you, Ernst?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm also great. It's getting warmer, so my whole temperament feels warmer. So that's always a good thing. And as always, we know that the clinic nurses at Dis-Chem are very helpful and informed. Are you guys informed on safe sleep practices?
Absolutely. It's a question that we get quite often. It's also something that I think parents question themselves on quite often as well. That should my child be sleeping with me at a certain age? From what age can I almost enforce that rule that my child should sleep in their own bed? Yes. And also parents tend to compare themselves a lot with their friends and with their family who also had children. And to say that, well, you know, my child still sleeps with me and a friend of mine, their child has their own bed. So certainly I must be doing something wrong. So there's a lot of questions that go around that. And what's really important is that you do what's comfortable for you. You do what's comfortable, what's best for you, what's best for your child. Circumstances differ, and there's a lot to be taken into consideration more than just doing something right or doing something wrong. So as a parent, you need to know what you when you can tell your child, you know, sleep in their own bed or put them in their own cot, but also do what's right for you, do what feels right.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really, and I think Janine also had the same sentiment where she was also saying that in the end, it's a very personal, sleep can happen wherever your child is sleeping, it doesn't matter. And it's a very personal choice as a parent where your child is sleeping. Just some considerations is, of course, safety. And I think a big fear, like you said, it's a big question that parents often have. Like SIDS, I think, is a very real. Some parents are very anxious about SIDS and the implications thereof and what it is and how it can happen and how they can prevent it.
Absolutely. SIDS is extremely dangerous, as we all know. And we sell a variety of products at our Baby City branches that cater for detection of SIDS, or prevention rather, and also for baby safety as a whole. So we have a variety of products, and if you need guidance on which products will be best suited for your needs, you're welcome to speak to one of our nurses, and they can definitely guide you on the variety of products, from monitors to sleep detection products that ultimately detect SIDS, etc. So you can speak to one of our nurses and they'll guide you on the best products to use.
And I mean, it really is. I mean, some of these monitors, I remember when my kids were small, and I mean, the technology with this has now improved significantly, luckily, but they had these Angel Care monitors where you had this sleeping pad where they slept on. But obviously, the older your child gets, the more they move around. So then this pad stopped detecting my baby and this alarm went off and I had a small heart attack in the middle of the night. These days, luckily, it's either a clip that you can put on the diaper, and you can even get these little ankle bracelets that you put on them. So it's the technology has seriously improved with these monitors that is available. It's very interesting.
Absolutely. And these products are also becoming more and more affordable and available. There are, a few years ago, there were only one or two on the market that actually, you know, have the newest or best technology. But as you said, the technology is advancing so quickly, and it's becoming more accessible to more people, which is absolutely brilliant, because ultimately it's about safety. It's about preventing SIDS and other conditions. So, yeah, it's
Thank
brilliant.
You so much, Ernst. As always, it was fantastic having you. Speak to you next week.
Thank you, Landy. Speak to you next week.